This sermon was recorded at Church of the Ascension, an Anglican parish in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, whose mission is to be a worshiping community that equips God's people and shares Christ's healing with a broken world. For more information, please visit ascensionpittsburgh.org.
You, the everlasting instant, you who are both gift and cost, Lord Christ, have mercy upon us. Be seated. Here we are in Holy Week. Here at Ascension, as in many churches around the world, we observe these days with worship services that are intense and dramatic, as we've seen, and also uniquely tactile. We will be busy this week engaging all our senses and involving our bodies in particular ways. To some extent, our worship every Sunday reflects this. After my first experience in an Anglican church a number of years ago, I felt like there was this whole choreography and set of props that I didn't understand. The intensity is heightened during Holy Week. There are particular things to see and touch and engage with this week. For example, this palm frond. This is a uniquely tactile experience, isn't it? I don't think at any other time during the whole year do I hold and wave something that feels like this. On Maundy Thursday, there's this drama that we all experience together as all the lights in the nave turn to black, as the story is read out loud of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And while that's happening, it's fading to black, all the linens and ornamentation around the front here are folded and taken away, leaving just this whole space stripped bare. You can feel the tension in the room in a really palpable way. On Good Friday, we will encounter artwork made by the people in our parish for the Stations of the Cross. And I've seen some of the pieces. They are intense and compelling. And we'll have the opportunity to come forward, each of us, to behold this wooden cross that will be placed right here and to touch it or bow before it. Something about how real that feels is deeply moving. And Easter morning, before the sun rises, those of you who will gather with us for our 6 a.m. vigil service will gather in darkness and will feel the drama together as the light slowly spreads to illuminate the room. If you've ever been to an immersive theater experience, I wonder if this is where your mind is going. You know, the kind of show where the audience is not just an audience, but participants. When I was about 13 or 14, I saw Honey, I Shrunk the Kids at Disney World in this special immersive theater. And I remember this scene where the family dog jumps up at the camera, and it's huge because we've shrunk, and the dog sneezes or licks the camera, and our seats shook, and we were all sprayed with water. Is that what we're doing here? Is it immersive theater? Are we entering the story to feel like we're really there? Maybe, but I think that would be an insufficient way to put it. Because we can wave the palm branches, we can sit at the foot of the wooden cross, but we know we weren't really there in Jerusalem when this happened. We aren't trying to trick our senses or recreate what it must have felt like to be there. So what are we doing? Well, I think there might be a lot of ways we could answer this question, but I would like to offer one theory that I have been chewing on. And this may not sound particularly profound on the surface, so bear with me. But I think these tactile ways of experiencing the story of Holy Week help it to sink in for us that this, all of this actually happened. Or the way I might put it when talking with my kids, that this story happened in real life. Of course we know that. I don't doubt that you believe that. That's why we're here. But I think this is actually a reminder that we need. Because what can happen so easily with our Christian beliefs is that they become abstract. Our faith can live in the realm of ideas, like forgiveness and holiness and trust. And these ideas that are true can become detached from our actual lives, so that our Christian belief lives up here in this realm, and our real lives and our real problems are lived out down here, and we have this constant struggle of trying to reconcile the two, right? Of applying these true but abstract ideas in the lives we actually live day to day on the ground. When this happens, the stories and the scriptures become the stuff of legends. They become to us like myths or allegories that teach us spiritual lessons. Right? This palm branch symbolizes some kind of immaterial truth. But this palm branch isn't a symbol. It's real. It's as real as the branches that were laid on the road as Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey. Holding this branch in my hand helps me to link this story that I've heard so many times it almost feels mythical with me living and breathing and standing here today. This happened in real life, actual branches, actual voices from a crowd shouting Hosanna, actual bread, actual wine. People like you and me, normal people with jobs and children and favorite pastimes, shouting with the actual breath in our actual lungs, crucify him. This story is not a myth. We have to resist letting it be reduced to an abstract idea that lives up here. Because what can abstract ideas do when your work is causing you overwhelming stress, or when you are at a breaking point with your spouse or your children? Because those things are real. Life is real. Chronic pain is real. Exams and interviews and bills are real. Grief is real. Cancer is real. And abstract ideas like love and patience and forgiveness don't do a whole lot in the face of those things. The application of an idea or of an abstract truth can't meet us in our need. But an actual crucified and risen Lord can. We need him to be real. We need to know that this story is real. These physical things involving our bodies in these tactile experiences, even if it feels silly to you to wave a palm in the air in 2024, it helps us connect the dots between our belief in spiritual realities and our actual life, here and now. We may know it in our heads, but we need occasional help getting it through to the rest of us. That this story is real, that our lives here and now are wrapped up in it. So this palm branch is not just a symbol of a spiritual reality or a prop in a play. It's a powerful memento of a real story that really happened. Holding it in my hand helps me to learn that we don't just mentally accept this truth or even believe it in our hearts. We bow our physical knees before a real God who is Lord of our real lives. In the story of Holy Week, the physical and the spiritual are wrapped up together, inseparable. That resonates because that's how our lives are. That's how the Lord made our world to be. So engaging our senses in worship helps to integrate the beliefs that have become abstract from our real life on the ground. This is what we desire to do every week when we gather for worship, but especially this week. So all the things that we will see and touch and smell and taste in this coming week, They can help us. They can help us link this story that has become almost mythical in our imaginations with our real lives. Because this happened in real life. And it's only because it did that we have any hope at all.